Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Season of Sports with me, Azmir Begovic. It's great to be back with you guys once again. Really sorry for the long layoff. It's been a crazy few months with me coming along to Karabag and obviously been busy with so many games. But I wanted to check in with you guys pre-Christmas, just get another episode out there, touching a lot of sports stories in the world today. And but like I said, it's been a crazy 3 months or so. You know, I came to Azerbaijan 3 months ago, not quite sure what to expect. But, you know, it's been such an amazing experience getting to experience the culture here in Azerbaijan with the people of Baku and just the people of Karabakh in general have been so great to me, and my teammates have been fantastic, and I've really enjoyed everything here. Got a few more days to go, some more games, so I want to finish it off the right way and then go back to England and see where my future lies. That being said, we'll get into some stories, and then obviously we'll finish off with the huddle and answer your questions at the end, as always. But so let's start on with some basketball news. You guys know, obviously, I'm a huge basketball fan. We have to touch on the NBA first and foremost. As you guys know, it's one of my favorite sports, if not my favorite, and we're gonna touch on the current situation in the NBA. Two best teams in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks and Los Angeles Lakers, both at 21-3. Such a great start for both teams. Obviously, Giannis Antetokounmpo is just playing at a ridiculous level once again. And then, of course, the Lakers. I mean, a lot of question marks with this team going into the season. LeBron James coming off his first injury, you know, first major injury, something he's never had before. Holding him out last year, not making the playoffs, which snapped a streak of consecutive finals appearances. Obviously, acquiring Anthony Davis in a huge trade with New Orleans this summer. People weren't quite sure, you know, what to think of these guys. You know, you have two of the top five players in the NBA. How would they mesh together? But, you know, they couldn't be a better fit together. I mean, LeBron James has taken over point guard duties, just absolutely feeding the big man AD, who's going off. You know, he's at this moment in time, you know, I think within a shout to be Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. I mean, his numbers are a joke. 27.7 points a game, 6 in the league, 9 rebounds, 3 assists a game, over 2 blocks a game. Just an absolute beast on both ends of the floor. And, you know, and then, of course, you have LeBron James, who's showing again that he's the best player in the game, just the most complete overall player. Again, also having an incredibly strong season, 25.9 points a game, 9th in the league, just under 7 rebounds a game, and first in the league in assists at 10.8 assists. So he's made himself in year 17 the best point guard in the game. I mean, what can you say about this guy? As I've said many times before, I think he's the best player that's ever lived, ever best player that's ever played this game. And to do this in year 17 is just unheard of. And then, of course, you got to look at the rest of the Lakers crew. I mean, it's been put together all this summer. You know, Kuzma was off a little bit early part of the season. He's come back and he's finding his flow. Danny Green, I mean, he's just a solid veteran guy who can shoot the three really well, defend, just key guy on any championship level sort of team. Then you have to look at the additions of Avery Bradley, who's, you know, obviously shores up the defensive end, just a really solid pro. JaVale McGee returning from last year, Rajon Rondo, really good vets who know their role and fit into the system really, really well. And then I think, you know, the biggest surprise of all, Dwight Howard. I mean, he came on a non-guaranteed contract after Boogie Cousins went down, and he's been an absolute revelation. I mean, he's absolutely flourished in his role. He's embraced his role as a backup center. He's embraced being on the Lakers. He's loving LA. Just, you can see the energy that he brings to the team, the happiness that he brings to the whole team. And I think a lot of guys feed off that. So just absolute kudos to Dwight. You know, many people have written him off. So for him to do this now and establish himself as a key player for the Lakers is incredible. And then they've got AC, my man, Alex Caruso, come from the G League team last year to the Lakers, made an impact in the season. And now, you know, sort of the backup point guard, backup guard, you know, comes in and has an unbelievable connection with LeBron James. LeBron trusts him, looks for him. This sort of connection means a lot, and I think on a team like this, I think he's been obviously incredibly impressive, and you can see his teammates really love him. So, you know, just a well put together group by Rob Pelinka, and I think from that point of view, it's just been great. So, you know, kudos to the Lakers for putting it all together. The other team in LA, the Clippers, obviously Paul George joining Kawhi Leonard this summer, also very impressive. But obviously, we now move on to the topic of load management, something LeBron James has never really done. He's played in as many games as he always can. But Kawhi Leonard, you know, has been known now over the last couple of years, especially in Toronto last year, to miss between 20 and 25 games to manage his sore knee and quad and everything that's been there to be fresh for June. But, you know, I really don't know how much it's going to work, because first and foremost, he has an impact on his team. The Lakers are first in the West. I think having the one seed and stuff like that is very, very important going forward. I think the Clippers, if they find themselves in the 3 or 4 seed, are going to have probably a much tougher road in the playoffs than the Lakers. And how much energy that's going to drain out of that team, we'll never know. But that's the sort of position you don't really want to find yourself, especially in the West, in. So having a good seed is important. And my idea on load management, I've always been sort of an athlete that wants to play games and find a rhythm, because there's nothing better than playing and playing regularly. Now, these guys play 82 regular season games. So from that point of view, I never know what it's like to play 82 games. But, you know, I think what the Lakers are doing, managing minutes and almost blowing teams out in the first 3 quarters and then putting the guys on the bench. So, you know, you're getting a regular 30 minutes a night, maybe under 30 minutes a night. And that's the right way to load manage, because that's the sort of good figure these guys can handle and handle with regularity. So from that point of view, I would more prefer to play regularly and maybe play less minutes rather than sitting out games. And it's also for the fan experience. You know, these people pay a lot of money to watch these superstars, and not seeing them in action leaves them disappointed. So it's a very difficult situation to manage. But yeah, you've got the Clippers, who've done really well so far, looking good in the West, the Houston Rockets, and of course my Phoenix Suns. You know, we're at 11-12 at the moment, probably a lot better than people expected. There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, we've got Monty Williams, who I think was a key hire. Just having a good coach like that helps a lot. And just some really good NBA pros. You know, Aaron Baines has come in, Dario Saric has come in, Frank Kaminsky has come in, Ricky Rubio. Just some solid NBA players to add to this young core of Devin Booker. DeAndre Ayton will be back soon after his suspension. Cam Johnson is really, really good, you know. So I think those are the sort of mix that you want. And kudos to James Jones in the front office role who's brought these guys in. But it's great to see. It's just nice for the Suns fans to have a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're sitting in the 8th seed at the moment. So, you know, hopefully we keep it going. We'll see how the season goes. Devin Booker's turned into, I mean, he's an all-star for sure. That's not even a debate anymore. He's done really well. You know, once DeAndre Ayton comes in, you know, that'll be a really nice addition. So kudos to the Suns. And I think we have to touch on one of the breakout stars so far this year, Luka Doncic. Just following up last year in just a mean way. I mean, the numbers he's putting up is incredible. He's got the Dallas Mavericks sitting nicely at the top, you know, the top half of the Western Conference, which maybe a lot of people didn't expect, but we'll see if he can keep it up. You know, it's a marathon, the NBA season, but kudos to him so far. He's definitely had an unbelievable start, progressed incredibly well into his second season, and, you know, well done to him. So I think he's going to take the next step and be an MVP candidate very, very soon if he isn't already. So those are the things in the NBA. The Raptors looking solid, obviously. Sixers, Miami Heat, the addition of Jimmy Butler has been incredible. They're doing really well in the Eastern Conference. So overall, a lot of news in the NBA. And yeah, it's just an exciting league as always. One of the things I'll say is that TV ratings seem to be down in the U.S. I don't know if that's for all over the world, but in the U.S. it's difficult to compete with the NFL, especially now in this part of the season when it's getting to be the playoff race. So it's, I think, normal that the ratings are a little bit down at the beginning of the season, but I'm sure that's all going to pick up as the level of urgency picks up in the NBA. So moving on to the NFL, well, what a season it's been so far, you know. Just this past Sunday, we had this, probably the game of the season for sure, if not the game of the the century in the 49ers and Saints in the Superdome. Just an incredible game where the 49ers came out victorious in the end. Jimmy Garoppolo really showed how far he's come, and he's now establishing himself as a top-notch quarterback. So, you know, the 49ers looking good in the NFC. The Saints are looking good in the NFC. The Seahawks were looking good. I mean, Russell Wilson, for me, I think he's the MVP. I think Lamar Jackson is second. Just what Russell Wilson has to work with on a weekly basis compared to Lamar, I think, just gives him a slight edge. But, yeah, you got the 49ers. The Packers are a solid team. The Rams are starting to get better again, you know, having their little blip early in the year. Just that NFC is so deep. You got the Vikings, who look strong. Obviously, the NFC East, probably not. People are now debating whether division winner would get a, should get a home playoff game. You know, that's always an interesting debate, especially if, you know, team might come out of a division as a winner with a losing record. But yeah, the Cowboys are not doing themselves any favors or covering themselves in any glory. So we'll see how the rest of that division plays out. But the NFC is just a really, really deep conference, and, you know, fair play to any team that comes out of there. So that'll be interesting to see. Moving over to the AFC, we've got the Patriots, who have struggled in the last month or so. Just the lack of offensive weapons seems to be a problem. You know, they tried to bring Mosa in, but he hasn't quite had that impact yet. I know the Patriots always gather information as the season goes on, and I think if they face a team for the second time, it's always going to end better for them usually. So I'm still confident if in the playoffs, especially if we get them at home, the Ravens or the Chiefs, that we can take care of them, you know, handle our business. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, the Ravens have been very impressive. I always say the scariest opponent for the Patriots always. The Ravens have always played as tough, just a very difficult team to get out in any way, shape, or form. This year's no different with having Lamar Jackson playing at MVP level. Ingram, the running back, has been a great addition to them. And then, of course, the defense is always solid. So I think that's been such a difficult team for the Patriots to play at all times. And I think at the same time, you look at the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes is back. He's always a very exciting player, doing some amazing things. You got to really look at him as a dangerous team. I think the Texans, I'm not so sold on the Texans. You know, I think Deshaun Watson, very difficult to bet against him. But I think just overall as that team, I always fancy the Patriots to come out of there. So I think it's between the Chiefs, Ravens, and Patriots to come out of the AFC. As I said, the NFC is probably a little bit deeper, a little bit more, you know, more competition there. So it's very difficult to point out who's going to come out of there. But I think it's definitely between the three teams in the AFC. And let's see what the Pats do. The Buffalo Bills have been a very nice surprise this year. Tennessee Titans have won three straight. So they're quite hot with Ryan Tannehill at the helm. So very excited how the last 3 weeks of the NFL season play out and how the playoff seedings get affected. So very excited. Great time of the year to be an NFL fan. Moving over to baseball, it's the offseason of baseball. One big fish has come over out in the free agency market, and Steven Strasburg signed a 7-year, $245 million deal to remain with the Washington Nationals, set a record for a deal for a pitcher. Also, the annual salary has been beat. So I think there's one big fish in the market, in the pitching market, and that's Gerrit Cole from the Houston Astros. I know the Yankees, my Yankees, seem to be a hot on his tail. Seems to be team orders to try and get him. I think for the Yankees, having dumped Ellsbury's contract, having CC Sabathia off the books, I think if they can restructure Craig Gardner, that should save a few dollars. They're looking to trade J.A. Happ. So hopefully he still fits in, giving Gerrit Cole, because he's going to get a record deal. I think he'll get more than Strasburg. I think that should still fit in within their budget, and on overspending as they have done in previous years. Obviously, some big players, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, those boys are going to get a lot of money in the next few years. So important to keep your eye on the prize and on the big picture. But if the Yankees get Gerrit Cole, then, you know, that rotation of James Paxton, Masahiro Tanaka, Severino is what they need. That was the difference with them and the Astros, the pitching the Astros had in Verlander, Greinke, and Cole. And if the Yankees can upgrade there, then obviously I think they'll go into the season as World Series favorites. The same time, the best position player is Anthony Rendon. Doesn't look like the Washington Nationals will be able to re-sign him and Strasburg. Now that they've re-signed Strasburg, I think Rendon goes somewhere else. My bet would be he goes either to Texas, as he's a Texas native. I think he'll go to either the Texas Rangers or the Los Angeles Dodgers, as the Dodgers will look for him as a really nice piece to try and finally get over the hump and win the World Series. But also keep an eye on the Los Angeles Angels. They've wanted to make some moves. Gerrit Cole is from California, so that might play a role. Trade market should be very busy this offseason. Also, the Cubs, Wilson Contreras, Chris Bryant seem to be on the market. Those will be some interesting pickups for some teams. Francisco Lindor from the Cleveland Indians, people are saying he's on the market this year. So very curious to see how the rest of the hot stove season works out. But definitely great time of year to be a sports fan. Just an amazing time to be an NFL fan. It's going on. We also have the NBA season started. It's amazing. Ice hockey, NHL season's well underway. So yeah, just a lot of things, good things going on. So I want to touch on everything. But now to kind of answer a few of your questions, in our huddle, we've got a regular tweeter, Harris McConia, tweeting in three questions. So we appreciate you guys getting in touch at Season of Sports on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Keep coming with any questions you have. Your next destination as a player after the loan of Carabag. Well, I don't know, Harris, to be honest. It's something I need to see and discuss with my family, with Bournemouth, when I come back in a couple of weeks after the Christmas period, and see what the next best option is. You know, I've really enjoyed my time here, and we'll see what the future holds. I really don't know. Expecting a national team call-up again for the Nations League playoffs. Well, Harris, I'd love to. I've always been very passionate about playing for my country. Always been ready. I think the last manager obviously didn't see me in his plans, which is a shame. You know, I tried to be always available, whatever the conditions, but he's moved on now. The goalkeeper coach moved on, so we'll see what comes in. I hope to be in the plans of the new manager, and always, of course, happy to help. And I still think I can play a big role in helping us qualify for the Euros. Lakers, how far can they go, is your question? Well, I think they can win the championship. I mean, why not? We'll see if they can maybe make any additions in sort of the buyout market and the trade market. But even so, you know, I think what a deep team, what a big team, very physical team. How do you match up with these guys in the playoffs? You know, I just don't see a team that can match up with them toe-to-toe. I think they're deeper than the Clippers. And we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, I definitely think the Lakers can go all the way. So, guys, thank you for your questions. Thanks a lot for listening to the pod again. Nice to be with you once again after a long break. We'll keep throwing some other things your way. And, of course, I'll be back with you guys very, very soon. Thanks a lot.